Welcome to Cheers to Careers.
And Life's Frontiers.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Phyllis.
Everybody's busy these days, so we're keeping it real in 15.
Just 15 minutes.
As we discuss a variety of topics from the current market, the ever-changing corporate world, and life events that can impact a career. We'll be sharing some great stories and valuable advice from our experiences working with top professionals.
And hundreds of leading firms.
Our objective is to educate, inspire, and to spread a little joy along the way.
Let's get to it.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is the first day of summer. You know, that's the longest day of the year, and we're living under sweltering heat. There's a tropical storm underway where my family is in Cancun for a wedding. the political
firestorm
is about ready to kick off. The world is in turmoil, but other than that, it's the first day of summer. You know, yay!
Well, you know what we call summer.
Yes, reflection time.
Yes, and I'm thinking we need to share some food for thought, or we were both thinking that. That's why we're here. Give our followers some things to reflect on as they're floating around in their pools or sitting by the beach, hopefully not in Mexico, enjoying a little downtime. Right?
That's absolutely.
Of course, it's always a good time to reflect. I mean, not just in summer, but, you know, reflect on where you are in your career, really step back, see where you've been, and determine if you're on the right path, really. I mean, that's the crux of it. But on so many levels, it's a good time for people in general and their careers, given the market is pretty impressive, but different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It is different. You can tell if we feel that is positive or negative, but it's different. And we've seen some things come across many companies that really make it critical for individuals to take a deep introspective dive into their current career situations.
Absolutely. And you know what I always say.
What?
No matter how well you're doing, no matter what level you're at, that includes you senior level people, no matter how well your company is doing, no career is 100% secure. It's all about the shareholders, people, the investors. And in fact, if you ever watch some of the financial shows on cable, you'll see it's not just people, but also companies that are a bit insecure. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the changes that have unfolded over the past number of years with even our big blue chips.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Everview Market Watch or Mad Money or pull up Yahoo Finance and CNBC or so on. You know, watching the interviewers push on these CEOs of top companies can be nerve-wracking. They're on point, and Wall Street and the investors are listening.
Yeah.
I mean, company leaders are sweating sometimes with a barrage of questions about earnings and plans to increase shareholder or investor returns. You see these incredible leaders facing these interviews and working hard to represent their companies, and yet one slip of the tongue and their rating could drop.
Oh, geez. That is so, I mean, better than me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do well.
I wouldn't do it. Me neither. They would be able to see me sweat.
I might cry. Could you see me crying on Squawk Box?
How about you, Kim? What? Are you feeling secure?
Shouldn't I be? Should I be?
Yeah, you probably should, since you're our CFO and COO.
Yeah, I know. Who's going to produce this podcast?
you're producing the podcast.
Yeah. So how about you? You feeling secure?
Well, you know, I emote an air of incredible confidence and project a sense of having it all, don't I?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I think you do.
You know well that I'm just a big old ball of insecurity. I mean, isn't everybody?
Well, I know a few who aren't. And
but maybe they shouldn't be secure. We know them, and we know they probably should be secure.
We always wonder, are they bottling secure, you know, what is it, confidence?
I don't know.
Where can we buy a bottle of that?
We need to buy some.
I think deep down we're all a little insecure, and that causes different behavior, but... Or we should be anyway, because nothing is forever, right?
Exactly.
Except for Phyllis and Joe's marriage. And in the corporate world, that's especially true in the age of restructure, spinoffs, downsizing, so much more. But you got to have a plan. That's what we say.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't mean you're unhappy or currently at risk, but to maintain, you should maintain a sense of ownership of your career. You should occasionally step back to consider a number of things. And we're not just talking about being on a path for advancement. You know, you should really think about some other things outside of that.
That's exactly right. You know, like, are you where you want to be? And I don't mean location-wise, because I'm not.
Where would you want to be?
I don't know. Probably in the mountains somewhere, okay. Looking at beautiful snow-capped mountains as I think about this heat. So, no, I'm not where I want to be. But, overall in my life, I'm okay.
You
know.
Yeah. When you're talking about your career, I think you should be really proud of where you are.
There's nothing like working for yourself. I just look in the mirror and go, just keep going, sister.
Yep, check. Doing great.
Yeah, so, you know, people, they need to say to themselves, you know, do I feel secure? Oh, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big one. And they shouldn't kid themselves when they say that, you know, because we're telling you here today, nobody's secure.
Nobody is secure. We see it happen all the time, right?
Yeah.
Even at the very top levels,
yes,
you know?
Yeah, it's something you should think about. It doesn't mean you need to go around in fear or react in fear, but just really think about, you know, nothing's forever. Are you secure? You know, and for how long? Maybe,
That's exactly right. But, you know, from the people in the, you know, especially as AI is coming along.
Oh,
I always have to bring up
AI. Here we go.
AI. I'm afraid of AI.
Well, she has an AI phobia. There's going to be a new term.
Well, what I've seen of AI, I'm not impressed with, you know.
Yes, I know.
They keep coming up with, you know, suggested letters and things that doesn't even make sense to me. Yeah. But I'm sure they'll perfect it, you know.
Here's a question for you. How much joy or fulfillment do you get from your job?
You know, I would say 90% of the time, I really like what I do. And that's a gift, you know, and fulfillment. It depends on which day. But, you know, I think for the most part, I get a lot of joy out of my work. You know, and I like the people I work with because I hired them.
And she has me fire them.
And they know. They know just one evil word and they're out.
If we're circling the block waiting for you to leave, you're getting fired.
That's exactly right.
No, but you should really think about how much fulfillment do you get from your job. It's important to have that because, you know, what Phyllis says a lot is a career is a very long time.
Yes.
And if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Absolutely. And, you know, you got to feel good. You know, if you drive home, or if you're working from home and if you head to your living room or whatever, and you feel like, I made a difference today, or, you know, that's a great thing. That's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And too many people don't think of that. They don't think about, you know, seeing the blessing of where they are, you know. And so often people many times are in jobs that thousands of other people would give their, you know, right arm to have, you know, but yet they look at the negatives all the time. You gotta look at the positives.
Yeah. Speaking of that, do you like most of the people around
you? I love all
you?
The people around me. I love them all. Well, if you're talking about work.
Yeah.
Yes,
cross that threshold at night.
I like most people, you know. There's a few that I don't, but they're not around here. Yeah. Usually on TV.
So do you at work, do you like most of the people around you? I mean, when you were in a bigger environment.
When I was in a bigger environment, yes, I did. Believe it or not, I mean, there was a handful that, you know, you wondered why they were still there, making other people miserable. But for the most part, yes, I loved the people I worked with. And I got energy from them.
Yeah.
So, and many of them inspired me. And there was a few that tried to drag me down.
But boy, they didn't, let me tell you.
They didn't get me.
They didn't get you. So think about that. Do you like the people that you're around daily at work?
Yeah.
You know, you're away from your family. You should really enjoy the people that are around you. Not everyone, like Phyllis said, you know, is going to be perfect. But and one thing you always say to individuals that are complaining or if they're feeling upset, mostly about getting a bad boss, it's a big place.
Yes, the world is big, you know, and the world is so big and life is short, but a career can be long.
Yeah.
And if you put it in context and, you know, you should not be unhappy. If you're unhappy, you need to make a change, step back. And the world is big. I didn't know that, you know, and then I found out when I stepped out of my big company and it was like, wow, you know, they're smart and really wonderful people all around. You mm-hmm. just got to find them and make sure that you fit with mm-hmm. the culture of wherever you go.
Good advice. Do you feel valued? Is yeah. another question we think you should think about. You know, and how does that come? Not just money.
Not just money, but it's, you know, do you feel valued regardless of what position you're in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember, I may have told this story before, one time one of my early managers said I needed to memorize the organizational chart so I would know who to be nice to. And I said to him, well, shouldn't I just be nice to everybody? It was really foreign to him.
He went, oh, I guess.
But wow. I mean, some of the most powerful people in the world are the, you know, the assistants that sit outside the executive's office, or, mm-hmm. You know, some of the people that hold the building together, you know, keep things moving, and, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta feel valued regardless of what position you're in. So if you don't, then, you know, that might be your signal that maybe you need to make a change.
Yeah. And here's another one. Have you thought about what if? These are our reflection questions.
Yeah.
Have you thought about what if? What if your job is eliminated?
Yeah.
A new boss comes in, company is sold or spun off, which...
It happens all the time.
Yep.
You know, we work with people all the time who, you know, they didn't see it coming. And they hadn't really thought about it because they were so drilled down in what they were doing and internally looking at where they fit in the organization, et cetera. And then suddenly you hear that private equity's taken over.
Mm-hmm.
they've cleaned out the senior mm-hmm. group and they're bringing some new people in, or not just private equity, but, you know, any company. And all it takes is some new folks to come in at the top to change the culture, sometimes in a great way,
mm-hmm.
but not always. Sometimes companies just want a fresh new group of people to help them look at things differently. So, yeah we've worked with a lot. And look at the, you know, think about those very top companies that we've worked with over the years that are now, you know, big parts that we actually help staff that are now spun off, and they're called something different.
And the names they're coming up with are strange.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I can't figure out the names.
Yeah.
It's hard to even keep up with on many levels.
It's bizarre.
But it does impact people.
Yeah.
A perfect example of this, I won't give the name of the company, but it's one of the top companies in mm-hmm. the world, actually.
Yeah.
And I talked to someone in their finance function who was telling me how happy he is. And I had talked to him about a certain opportunity, and he said, no, you know, I love what I'm doing and I'm really making a difference, blah, blah, blah. He actually emailed me yesterday and said, is that job you called me about still open?
You're kidding.
Because there was an announcement the day before about this company spinning off piece of their business.
See, when someone says stuff like that, this is my... a fault of mine, I start feeling uneasy. Gosh, they're too happy. There's something wrong.
I know. I worry about people that are too happy.
Like, what's wrong? And that brings us to our next question. Do you have a plan B? That's what I'm thinking in the back of my mind when someone's saying that.
Exactly. You got to have a plan B. And, you know, and sometimes it's just a matter of taking the time. And as, you know, we talked about earlier on, is, you know, just taking the time to reflect. You know, and you can do that anywhere, in your car or in, you know, and really floating around in your pool this summer with an adult beverage mm-hmm. is the perfect place to.
And no, neither you know. Phyllis nor I have pools, but if you have one.
Yes.
You know, our calendar's pretty open.
That's exactly right. But, you know, stepping back and really reflecting on, is this where I want to be in my career? Do I have a plan B in case things implode where I'm at? Those are all things you have to really think about.
Yeah. And then there's some really practical things we think you should do. One is, we've said it before, update your resume.
That's a good one.
When was the last time?
That's a good one, because so often people are very happy where they are, or they're so focused on, you know, delivering results and competing in their mm-hmm. own workplace that they haven't really taken a real hard look at their resume. And I have some people who have been in the workforce for 15 years that when it comes time to send me over their resume, it's one page like they did when they thought they had to stick with one page like they did when they graduated college. And I go, no, you are in the executive level. Now you can go to two pages, but don't make it four because...
Right.
Yeah, that's or three. Because even at those senior levels, no organization or people that are reviewing those resumes want to look at something that saves some information for the interview.
Yes, exactly. So update your resume. And then this is a really important one, and I feel like we see this all the time. Are you connected to the outside world or focused? Are you only focused internally?
Yeah. And a lot of people are. They're so busy.
Yeah.
People are working very hard and they don't think about stepping out and actually at least putting their finger on the pulse of what's happening externally.
Yeah. What can they do? What are some easy things? Because sometimes it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, I think some of it can be more natural, and that they reach out to people they know that are, people, maybe former colleagues who are out there, just to say hello and to reestablish some relationships and friendships and, get perspective from them on how they're feeling externally. Also, pay attention to the news and pay attention to, some of the things that are out on LinkedIn and other places. And also there's organizations you can join. Sometimes people don't want to do that. They don't have the time to commit, but there's also just natural things you can do to just kind of stay focused out there. Yeah. And, we're all in, not to bring up AI again, but I will, because it continues to, bubble up, and it is going to impact some organizations. I don't think it's going to take over everything, but there is some, some real possibility somewhere it may impact some of the people we know and work with.
You say that and you look at me like it's going to impact me.
I don't think AI is going to be able to wear all the hats you do in this organization.
Maybe.
They've got some time. I've got time for that, because no, that's not going to happen for quite a while.
No, I like that. And then here's another good question. Do you feel your skills are marketable, or is it like thinking about how you might translate what you do at another company if you were to have to make a move or want to make a move?
That's a good one. And, understanding where your skill set is compared to others and what companies are seeking out there. It's not always so easy to get at, but, just kind of, again, keeping your finger on the pulse, maybe reading some job listings that are out there, or if a recruiter calls and they send you over the job description of an opening, just kind of reviewing, what are they asking for? What are these companies asking for now versus what skills I can bring to the party? And that's sometimes people don't view it as realistically as they should. Mm-hmm. And that's where I come in.
Yeah.
It's the humbling process. So many times people come and they really feel that they're ready. I had a guy yesterday, really impressive guy, but he's like at the director level, and he said, my next role should be CFO of a company. And I'm thinking to myself,
who told you that?
Not so quick. You've got a few other blocks to check. And, I had to subtly say, the companies we work with would probably, they might see you at VP level, maybe senior director.
That's exactly what I was thinking, senior director.
So, it's, and that's another reason to keep your finger on, the marketplace out there, and really be real with yourself on where you might fall. Because some people just, they're not realistic.
And then who are your advocates currently? That's a good question to reflect on.
That's a good one.
Are they still have some power, or, do they still have respect in the organization? Are they also interviewing at another company?
Well, we know that to be true, because often we've had many times where a person will come in and go, now this is totally confidential, I wouldn't want my boss to know that I'm looking. And then, and I'm thinking to myself, well, your boss was in my office last week.
But that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there. But yeah, you know, it's something to really look at, because you see too often people hooking their wagon to one person who they feel is very powerful in the organization, and for various reasons that person may get another job offer, or their career may implode. And it's really good to have multiple people that know you and your work and hold great respect in the organization, because, you know, sometimes your career is only as good as the power level of your advocates, you know. Yeah. And that's sad, but it's sometimes true.
Yeah. Phyllis, we got to wrap this up because we're keeping it real in 20 already.
Oh, my gosh. Well, our point is really you need to give yourself that gift of reflection. Okay. Companies are ever changing, and you should be periodically asking yourself, is this where I want to be at this point in my career? And maybe your personal life too, I might add. And do I own my career, or am I leaving it up to chance? You know, am I keeping pace with what is happening in the market? Am I on path to where I want to be taking my life? And then should I be taking steps to make change?
Yeah. And if you're happy, fulfilled, you feel valued, love the people you're working with, and feel you're right where you need to be, that's wonderful. It doesn't mean you can't be in that spot. We just are asking you to just really reflect and make sure. But if you feel it's time to make a change, lay out a plan to do so. You know, you're the captain of your own ship, and only you can really take control to ensure you're on the right course.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Well, this was great.
Yeah.
Well, and I hope we've added some value.
I know.
Folks out there, we're over by a few minutes. Please forgive us.
We'd like to formally apologize.
Yeah, we apologize.
And this was our new format, which we're still working on.
That's right. Until next time.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.